In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Again, it's snowing. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You know, can't do anything about it, just stay safe. That's all I can say. Stay safe. Well, 2 Corinthians 7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Well, you know, St. Paul was talking for himself, and that's a wonderful thing. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's what St. Paul said. And what St. Paul said, he lived. Oh, yes, he lived what he said. He walked by faith. When he heard the Lord, he did what the Lord said. The Lord told him that he was going to witness in Rome, and that things awaited him that were not very pleasant. And you know what? He did not turn back. He walked by faith. And ultimately, it caused his death. His head was chopped off. It was also true with Peter. He walked by faith. Oh, Peter was walking one day out of the city of Rome. And this is the way the story goes. He met a little child, and the little child said, Quo Vadis, where are you going? And he said, this is where I'm going. And the little child says, I am going to Rome to be killed and persecuted. And Peter turned around and went to the Vatican Hill where he died eventually. Isn't that something? You see, when you walk by faith, it's not just, you know, it's all about me and it's all about you. No, no, no. It's all about him. You see, if you are truly a Christian and truly God has given you a ministry, I'm going to tell you, you are marked out from the foundation of the world. I want to also tell you it has nothing to do with you and has everything to do with God's choice and the Lord Jesus Christ's choice in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to also tell you, Paul and Peter could say, we walk by faith and not by sight. And no matter what the price we had to pay, we walked by faith and not by sight. How many of us can say that? Like really, that we walk by faith and not by sight. I had a lady who called me last night, and she asked me to pray for an impossible situation. And so, in the afternoon, I think it was, I prayed, and she said, do you believe that God can do this? I says, I certainly believe it. You think I'm praying for nothing? I didn't say that, but I've said that before. You see, when I pray by faith. I don't pray because I have feelings, because I don't often get feelings when I pray. But you know what? Sometimes I get a knowledge. I get a knowledge without feelings. I'm going to tell you, without feelings, I get a knowledge. And it's a knowledge that's supernatural. Let me tell you what I mean. We had Holy Mass on Sunday, as we do at 11 o'clock, and it's very vibrant. And you know what? We start at 11 or 5 past 11 or whatever, and we get out at 1:15, and we just worship the Lord. But this Sunday was very special. Now, you might say, you were really feeling it. No, 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 I didn't feel anything. I knew it. But I looked out into the congregation, and I saw, listen to this, I saw the quietness of God, the stillness of God. I saw the presence of God. You might say, what did you see? Did you see a cloud? I did not see a cloud. No. But I saw heaviness, the glory. It was the same sight as when I walked into the church. But it wasn't the same in the spirit. I didn't feel it. I didn't see it, but I saw it in the spirit, and I knew it. So yesterday I asked, because yesterday I had all these children that sit before the Blessed Sacrament every first Monday, and I asked everyone who was there, the children and the adults who were at the 11 o'clock Mass, and I said, was there anything special? Well, Barbara said, oh, the Holy Spirit was very apparent after Holy Communion. And another woman said, oh, she said, I wasn't ready for the question, but when I walked in, I said, today is different. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, today is different. It's going to be different. She perceived it in her spirit. But I saw the quietness of God, the stillness. How can you see quietness? How can you see stillness? It's impossible. I don't see that with my eyes. But I saw it. I discerned it. I knew it. Oh, I wasn't feeling goosebumps going up and down my spine. No, no, no. I had none of that. I wish I did. That would have been very lively. But I saw it, and I knew the work of God was very, very, very much in that congregation. I knew it. No one had to tell me. I knew it. Now, I haven't always seen things like that. And even if I don't see it, doesn't mean it's not there. But God gave me the gift to see His stillness, His quietness, His presence, not with my physical eyes, because my physical eyes saw what I usually see, but I saw something different spiritually. I can't explain it to you. I can only tell you the best I can. You know when John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, Jerusalem coming down like a bride, bedecked to meet her bridegroom, my Lord. And then he tries to explain it, and he does the best he can, because he saw it with his spiritual eyes. He saw something magnificent, more than he could ever explain. But you want to know what? All his explanations fall short of what he experienced. Believe me. How do you describe heaven in terms of earthly language? You do the best you can. You do the best you can. That's all you can do, is the best you can. When you see something of heaven, I'm going to tell you, you only have earthly language to describe heaven. And you know what? It never, ever meets and hits the mark, the bullseye. You do the best you can, because this is all we have. It's like spiritual experience when God does something in people. You know, the best way you can explain it is when you explain it with your mouth and your tears. But you can't grasp it to let people really know what's happened. Oh, yes, that day in front of the Blessed Sacrament, 1968, there was living water flowing through me. I didn't even know about living water. I felt this gusher flowing through me. I had no idea this was the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, I did. I knew it was the Holy Spirit instinctively. But I had no idea where it would lead me. I had no idea how to express it. Because what I was expressing, what I was experiencing, was far beyond human words. You can only do the best you can with human words, because that's all we have. That's why the Lord gives us the gift to speak in tongues. Kola vashingo basa. Urumashandro kusuvoya malakiriambambasiruba. Because, you know, it goes beyond the senses. It goes beyond the description. Oh, yes, I will describe. I will even write about it. I will even talk about it. But it never hits the bullseye. Never. Because you're talking about another realm. But then, you see, it's wonderful to have this experience of living water. But now, it's 31 years later. 68, 78, 88, 98. No, 41 years later. 41 years later. And can I say I walk by faith and not by sight? You know what I'm saying? Can I say that? That I walk by faith and not by sight? I had an incident just yesterday that I wanted to do what I wanted to do because I know it would be best, and I knew God was telling me not to do it, okay? It had to do with the provision of God. I wanted to provide for myself, and I knew God was telling me not to do it. I'm going to tell you what it is because maybe you can do it, but I can't do it because he won't let me. There's a new phone experience coming in tomorrow into Boston and into New England. It's called Metro PCS, okay? And I know the stocks are going to go up. So I decided yesterday on my own, I'm going to put a certain amount of money into Metro PCS. Well, I was on my way to wire the money and I got a telephone call. Listen to this. I had an appointment which I forgot about, so I had to turn around because the appointment was much more than wiring money. Okay. That was over. Then I had the children. No, I had the children before that. Then I had dinner and we had adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. I had Mass. And I'm thinking, Lord, I don't want to think about wiring this money tomorrow. So this morning I woke up early. And I said, you know, Lord, I know you're my provider. But I want to do this. And then I thought, if I do this, I'm not letting you be my provider because you've not told me to do this. You've not given me permission. Now, how do I walk? By faith or by sight? Even though I know Metro PCS is gonna go up. Well, I got my paper with all the information about wiring the money, and I ripped it up. That's all. I said, I don't want to look at it anymore until you give me permission. And if you don't, that's okay. I walk by faith and not by sight. Was it a struggle? Yes, it was a struggle. Was it a temptation? Yeah, it was a temptation. But you know what? If it means cutting off the provision of God to supply for myself, I'm going to tell you, God's got better ways than I have. Because he is God Almighty. Now, that's just a little example. That's just a little example. I'll give you another example. You know, I'm much more than tithe, okay? I'm much more than tithe. On Sunday, you know, after Mass, somebody gave me a good amount of money. And I put it in my pocket. I didn't know what it was. I didn't even look at it. Until I got home, and you know, I was preparing dinner for Sister Elizabeth, and I saw this money. And you know what? When we had the collection, the Lord told me to put it in the collection box. And so I said, okay. Wasn't mine to begin with. And kind of funny thing, I only had like $7 in my wallet. Okay. And this is a good amount of money. So I just said, if you say put it in the collection box, I put it in the collection box. So I put it in the collection box. I just won't tell you. Nobody knew this. And I'm just telling you now. That was faith, a step in faith. And still I had $7 in my pocket. Let me tell you what I've got now. Listen. I'm going to count it now. See? You see, you know what? I've got 5, 10, 11, 12, 13, about $15, $16 in my wallet, okay? So I just went to the store. I want to tell you, they're having a big sale at the Hilltop. Filet mignon, $4.99 a pound. My Lord. All right? So I went to buy some filet mignon. You can't get it for $4.99 a pound. That's cheap. That's cheap. So I went this morning. Last night, as I was before the Blessed Sacrament, a lady came up to me and said, buy some meatballs for yourself. That's what she said to me. And I looked this morning. It was $100. That's how we bought the filet mignon. And you know, I share it with people. We're going to have dinner sometime with people. It's not for me. I got the $100 back. And I told Father Joshi this morning as I'm driving, I said, I just bought filet mignon, and he loves chicken wings, and he loves lamb for you, with that $100. He says, you just got another $100 that someone just gave you. Now, you see, God's provision is so much better than my provision. But I could stop that provision by beginning to walk by sight and not by faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? We walk by faith and not by sight. This is how the apostles lived. You know, so I went to the hilltop today, none of that, but I bought lots of stuff for the poor. It was on sale. 49 cents for chicken. Lots of stuff. That when people come, I've got lots of chicken to give them. And if I want, I'll give them a steak. You know, you can't outdo God. But you see, I was faced today with the challenge and the temptation to cut myself off from what God wants to do, and that is to provide with my own idea, which I wanted to do to the nth degree. Could I have done it? Yes, I could have. What would have happened? I would tell you this. I don't know. But if it even meant that I would cut off the provision of God, I would have been the most stupid of all men. Why? Because my Father knows what I need, and He knows how to send it. And I don't give because I want to receive. I give because He's first given to me. And you know, I just want to keep on being giving and giving and giving. You want to know why? Because God so loved the world that He gave. Walking by faith. Walking by faith. Walking by faith. One of my parishioners said to me this week, I want to tell you about it. She's tithed. And you know, her mortgage is $4,000 a month. Okay? She gets $4,007. They have to live on $7. I'm going to tell you. She told me how God provided in such a miraculous way, because she was tempted not to tithe. But she tithed. How God opened a door beyond her expectation. I can't tell you because I want her to say it. I don't want to take it away from her. And she will one day at Mass. But you see, it's walking by faith and not by sight. You see, and it's not only with money. You see, it's not only with money. It's with time. It's with talent. It's with treasure. It's with food. It's with everything. Quo vadis, the little child said to Peter. And he said, I'm going this way. The little child said, I'm going to be crucified in Rome. And he followed the child. Well, we can talk about walking by faith, but how many do it? How many do it? How many do it? I walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, yeah, without faith, we can quote all the lovely scriptures. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Oh, yeah. I think most faith in people's lives is intellectual. I believe that Jesus died for me and rose from the dead, and that's as far as it goes. Rather than I lay down my life at the foot of the cross, and I put my head on the chopping block, and if the axe comes down, you know what? I'll bear it by the grace of God, even though I won't like it. Because I can't say I'd like it. But I walk by faith and not by sight. That's what Paul said. And you know, in these times of distress, in these times of economic problems, in these times of Mr. Obama fixing everything with his stimulus package, I don't know if you've looked at that stimulus package. It's got more pork in it than you'd ever want to know. He has a friend that he's going to give to the friend's son in the package, $2 billion for public parks. I wonder how much money would go in the friend's pocket. Public parks. Give me a break. Give me a royal break. $2 billion. I hope the Senate tears it apart. It's all a pork bill. We want change! We're going to remake the United States of America into a socialist country where we give out handouts rather than to provide jobs. Very little being provided for jobs, let me tell you. Some of them are part-time jobs, making roads and things like that, but part-time. His stimulus package is mostly pork. You know what pork is? Sta buona si beppa, sta buona tutta la razza. If the government is good, the government is good. Who cares about the people? Two or three of the members that he has appointed have not paid their taxes. And then they tell us to be patriotic and to pay more. Listen! If it's good enough for me, it's good enough for them. The guy who's running the IRS now never paid his taxes and didn't report about a nanny. Change to believe in. Yeah, I'll call you change. That's change, all right. That's what you're going to have in your pocket, change. That's just about it. You'll have change in your pocket, and it'd be, I've got change that dingle, dangle, dingles. You know, change. It's all about change. Remaking the United States. We don't have to remake it. We just have to go back to the founding fathers. The plan is already there. And when we took God out of the country, we said, God, we're going to be our own God. We're not going to make you supply for us. And then we legalized abortion and we said, God, we're in charge of life and death. Now people at the other end are being killed and starved. We're saying, God, we know when people should die. Let me tell you a story. Friends of mine, remember many years ago that case of the woman that they were going to cut off her life. Remember her name, Terry Schiavo. Yeah. And we were praying that they wouldn't cut off her life. And my friend had a child in the hospital at that time, at a certain hospital at that time, Children's Hospital, as a matter of fact. And there was this nun. I know this nun. And I like her as a person. So my friend said to her, isn't it awful, sister, what they're doing with Terry Schiavo? You know what she said? It's awful about these demonstrations. She needs to die. What is she living for?
Mamma mia! Mamma mia!
If you heard me on WEZE today, we talked about abortion. In case of rape and incest. You have to listen to that tonight at 9:45, 590 on the dial. I wonder what you'd say about pro-life. with rape and abortion. We have someone witnessing about having an abortion after she was raped and what it did to her.
Mamma mia!
We walk by faith and not by sight. I wonder how many do walk by faith and not by sight. I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you a secret? Not many. That's why they cut off the provision of God. That's why, baby. That's why, my friends, because we want to have 1 foot in the kingdom and 2 feet in the world. And I'm going to tell you, you can't have it both ways. Have it your way. You go to Burger King and get a double whopper. That's fine. But if you're living for Jesus Christ, you cannot have it your way. You must have it His way. For in hell, they're singing in four-part harmony, I did it my way, not I did it Yahweh. It's time to walk by faith and not by sight. It's time not to just say, I love you, Jesus, but Jesus, I commit myself to you, and I'll do anything you call me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go, and even if it's difficult and you ask me to do a difficult thing, just give me the grace. Tonight is Tuesday, and we will have Mass tonight at the Holy Rosary at 7:30, and we will also have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and if it doesn't snow too much, we will be at the Espousal Retreat House on Wednesday, and this Sunday, on the 8th of February, we have a miracle service at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. And so what do I want to close with today? Listen, walking by faith is what it means to be a Christian. By faith, grace through faith. Walk by faith, please God, and you will have the provision of God. Walk by sight, and you have your own resources. And I pity you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.